So let's start from the start here on the boys. Coach Hale Jambree, how did the boys look? Did everything go pretty smoothly back on the 17th?
The boys looked pretty good. You know, our starters who rolled out there, they looked really good. And, you know, the second five played at a high level as well. So we're pretty excited about where we're at so far this year.
Yeah, obviously you have a team coming back with talent and ability. They've won a lot more than they've lost, but you want to take that extra step, and that extra step probably involves making a big March run, you know, and things in the postseason. But there's a regular season to go through first. Where are the areas where this particular group can really turn it up this year and take that extra step or two as a program?
You know, the biggest thing, we kind of talked about it with the girls, is it's figuring out how to win the big ones and win a lot of close games. You know, we didn't win a lot of close games last year, and I didn't think we won too many big-time games. So figuring out how to win those big-time games and just being hungry to play in those games, you know, that was what we got last year. We got to play in a lot of big-time games that we never figured out how to win them. So I think bouncing back this year, they know with their mindset what they have to do differently this year in order to win those big-time games.
That is, you know, that's an interesting conversation, because I can think of a lot of programs in all kinds of different sports that they win the games that they should. You know, they don't get upset very often, but when they get into those tough grinders, those are the tough ones to get. Does that just come down to, it's one thing to say that we can play. When you get into a tough grinder of a game in the fourth quarter, that comes down to just mindset and will at some point, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Definitely the mindset. You know, obviously everybody in the surrounding areas know we have Corbin Axtell, so whenever we play those big-time games, he's going to be looked at heavily by the other team. So we've got to have whatever four guys are on the floor with him to step up. And, you know, they know that going into this year. And, you know, the 3 weeks of practice that we've had, you know, we've seen those guys step up in different areas. It looks like they're going to help us out a lot and take some pressure off Corbin in those big-time games.
So you play the Kirksville Junior Varsity. There are actually three junior varsities that are going to be in this boys' field. So, yeah, I think it's kind of human nature to look at it and say, hey, we play a JV, but Kirksville is a big old school. I can guarantee you that there are going to be some 9th and 10th graders on that Kirksville JV squad that can play a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah, we are not taking Kirksville JV lightly at all. You know, we've seen them last year in the consolation game, and they were tough. So we know anytime you have a school that size, you're going to get a lot of guys who are long and athletic, and, you know, that's what we've seen last year. So we're not looking past game number one at all. We're focused on them, focusing on winning game one.
Winston's really controlled it with Coach Lewis, who retired, you know, went into land of retirement and just had great teams to lead him into retirement the last 4, 5, 6 years. Yeah, I don't know necessarily what Winston has. New coach, obviously. Mercer looks like they're improved, but is, you know, getting this HDC championship, is that right now for at least the time being for the Panthers number one on your to-do list?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely on our list of goals that we want to accomplish this year. You know, we've played in the district the HDC Conference Championship game. We've played against the number one seed and finished second the past 2 years. So we're kind of ready to get that monkey off our back and get a lot better and just figure out how to win that game and control the HDC.
Yeah, you went to the playoffs a couple of years ago. That was a weird year anyway. Yeah, I obviously followed you down south, and you didn't get to play in one of those big gyms, but you made it to the playoffs. And if I remember right, you made it to a district final last year and had a pretty decent run. So the guys have tasted some March success. How much does that really motivate this team to get back there?
It really motivates them. You know, I think last year we didn't make it to the playoffs. You know, we got to that district championship game and fell short against Green City, and we know that we got Green City in our district again this year. So, you know, we're doing things now to try to prepare ourselves for that game, and our guys are really hungry to get back into the playoffs because, you know, we did miss out on playing in one of those big-time gyms 2 years ago. So, you know, we want to get back to that opportunity to get into the playoffs and see what we can do.
Three seed coach, and those in this area know that you got a lot of talent coming back, and I know that it's a pretty good boys tournament, so I don't know if a three seed is necessarily an insult or anything, but are the guys kind of using that as motivation to say, hey, we're better in a three, we're going to show them this week?
A little bit. You know, that's the thing about last year, it's kind of hard to argue a one or two after Atlanta and Green City had so much success, but you know, we look at it this way. If we go in there and we take care of business this tournament, we don't have to tell anybody anything, and, you know, we've kind of put everybody on notice of what we're trying to do this year.
If teams take that extra step, and here's what I notice. You look at teams in March. The teams that end up going to Springfield a couple of years, going to Columbia, going to those far, far trips, they're the ones that can lock you down in March, and they can get defensive stops. We know that you can score the ball, Coach. Is, you know, improving defensively, is that something that for the boys and for you is really high on your to-do list for this year?
It is. You know, we need to take more pride in defensively. It's something that I try to stress a lot in practice, but, as the year went on last year, we've seen a couple other guys step up really defensively and try to lead there. So once we get five guys out there committed to trying to keep teams under 45, you know, that's when we're going to see us win a lot of ball games, because, you know, we don't want to get into shootouts with people. You know, we want to try to play almost like Winston has the past couple of years, try to keep you below 45 and just basically have the game be a race to 50.
This is going to work out well for Grundy for the girls and guys. They play back-to-back on Tuesday. The girls are going to play Green City, big game, 4:30 on Tuesday. Then the boys are going to play the Kirksville JV, 5:50 on Tuesday. About an hour to the east of Galt and Trenton over in Novinger, Missouri. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the tournament this week. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Thank you.